I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us from radio.com, NFL Insider. Also, check out the podcast, The GM Shuffle. He is brought to us by Quip. Returning to the program, Michael Lombardi. Michael, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you guys. Hope all is well.
Everything is going great. We appreciate your time. Pittsburgh Steelers, they're 8-5. If the playoffs started today, which they don't, they would be in. They've got a big game against the Bills coming up on Sunday night. Reading and hearing a lot of things about Mike Tomlin, the best job he's ever done as a head coach. Do you buy into that philosophy?
Look, I do. I mean, look, he's done a great job of when they traded for Minkah Fitzpatrick. I thought they should have lottery protected that draft pick because I thought they're going to be picking in the top 10. No Ben Roethlisberger. I wasn't in love with Mason Rudolph at the time. You know, a little bit of a running game, losing Mike Munchak in their offensive line. But somehow they found a way. Minkah Fitzpatrick has come in and created a good defense. I mean, Stephon Truitt's one of the best defensive linemen. They've lost him as well. So I think it's really impressive job that Mike's been able to do. He's a great motivational speaker. He gets his team ready to play. People criticize his game management. But going into this season, Bob and Vinny, he was the number two team in the last 5 years in terms of wins over that time. New England had 71, and the Steelers were 17 behind them in second place. And I think that's just a testament to Mike's coaching.
Now, Mike, what do you think? You've worked in New England. You kind of know the atmosphere up there. Do you believe what's going on, or what's your opinion?
You know, I think it's a non-story. I really do. I mean, if he's what are you filming in pregame that you're going to learn anything about for the game? I mean,
plus it's seriously. The Bengals. That's why it didn't bother me.
You know, I mean, like, what are you going to film? What are they? I mean, I know this, having worked there, Vinny. Kraft Industries and what Kraft Entertainment does is completely outside of what the football team does. And I could just tell by Bill's reaction, and I could tell by Bill's commentary on it, he has nothing. This is a situation for Kraft. They were getting, you know, like, look, it's pregame. You're not getting anything in there in terms of what you're trying to accomplish. I mean, it just, to me, I think it's a no story that's going to keep staying a story as it continues to drive along because it helps the narrative.
Now, Mike, what do you think they're going to do in New England? Because they're struggling so bad on offense. How's Bill going to react?
Well, I think they got to get a tight end that can block. I mean, right now they have no tight end in there. Lacoste has been hurt most of the year. They need a tight end that can block. They can't get control of the line of scrimmage. They got to get more production from their center. They lose David Andrews early in the year. I wrote about this on for The Athletic. They lose David Andrews earlier in the year, and they really haven't been able to find somebody to come in and replace him. And I think Chris Jones lined up over James Ferentz that last week and just dominated. So they've got to get more production out of the offensive line. They've got to play better up front. Their best players, Shaq Mason, Marcus Cannon, Joe Tooney, they all didn't really play well. Isaiah Wynn played horribly at left tackle. So they got to get more production there. And then they got to get the ball to Harry, and they got to get the ball in space to some of the receivers so they can do something with it after the catch.
Now, Mike, we had a couple weeks ago, you did a story that Marty said that Lamar should be switched to receiver. Marty called in the next day, denied everything. So he had a chance to respond. Your response?
Look, I stand by my source. I've said that. You know, I've said on the station before, I think you guys called me the next day as well, and I talked about it. I mean, look, you know, Marty can you and I alone would know as well as anybody. Coaches remember what they say in the draft room very little.
Now, all right, put that aside. Now, the Ravens, both two defenses in a row have
hold on for a second, though, Vinny. Let me say this to you.
Okay.
The popular narrative, I mean, this is what's remarkable, right? The popular narrative was he was a receiver.
Well, that's what Bill Polian was saying.
Green room until the 32nd pick because everybody thought he was a quarterback. Please, please.
Well, the Ravens took a tight end before they took him.
Exactly.
Now, all right, do you think people are starting to kind of figure this offense out, Mike, with what Buffalo is doing? I mean, pretty much playing man and putting nine in the box, you know, and saying, all right, Lamar, if you can beat us throwing into the wind and all that with weather conditions, have at it.
I think that's right. I think the operative word there was weather conditions.
Yep.
I think as weather plays into this, can he actually do it? And I think that's the way you got to handle it. Now, you got to make sure you tackle well. You got to make sure you're fundamentally sound. And I think the other thing you got to really make sure you are is in good shape, because he'll tire you out if you're not.
Michael Lombardi joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7thefanradio.com, NFL Insider. You could also check out the podcast, the GM Shuffle, which we'll talk about here in a couple of minutes. Brought to us by Quip, by the way, quip.com. Michael, the turnaround of the Tennessee Titans, and in particular the play of Ryan Tannehill, on a surprise meter, where are you with this one? A guy that was kind of also ran bust material, now a guy playing himself into a possibly big contract extension.
Well, I think the two things that are really obvious in terms of Tannehill's play is the fact that Mariota couldn't do it. I mean, he's taken this team. He averages over a yard more per attempt down the field throwing the football, and Mariota couldn't do it. And I really think that, you know, if I were the GM of the Tennessee Titans, I would franchise him. I would say, hey, look, why don't we do this again and see what you do? And then I would draft a quarterback, you know, because I think what's happening in the NFL – especially for some of these teams, they're getting quarterback heavy when the quarterback really isn't the reason they're winning. I mean, you can pay Jared Goff all that money you want, and I know there's some commentators on ESPN that think he's great, but at the end of the day, when you talk to defensive coaches who know what they're doing, they're not that worried about Goff when they go play the Rams. They're worried about other factors, and I think you can't pay all the money to a guy if he can't shift the balance of power in favor of your team. Is he good? Yeah, no doubt. Is he great? That remains to be seen. That's what I would wait on.
Hey, Mike, does Matt Rhule, Urban Meyer, and Rivera, I think, is going to be the hot guy, but it sounds like Meyer's interested in either Dallas or Cleveland. You think that happens? And I would think Matt Rhule would be a top candidate for somebody if there's six or seven openings.
Well, I think Matt Rhule's, you know, he's been one. Vinny interviewed for the Colts job 2 years ago. I think Jim Irsay really didn't feel comfortable hiring a coach off of a one-win season. You know, and then last year he interviewed for the Jets job, had the Jets job, but he didn't want Mike McKagan picking his coaching staff for him, so he backed out. Now he's in a little bit of a different situation. Now he can pick his jobs. Does that mean he's going to go and take the Redskin job and work for the punter from Richmond and then work for Dan? I doubt that. But I do think that he'll pick and choose the place he wants to go if it's the right spot. Now, he was a Giant assistant under Tom Coughlin. Mm-hmm. He loves the Giants. If they made a move, would he be interested in them? I think maybe, but I don't want to speak for him.
Now, what about Urban Meyer? You think he ends up in Dallas or Cleveland?
I don't see Urban Meyer as a pro coach. I just don't.
That would be interesting. How about Rivera? I think he's going to – I mean, if I need a solid guy – you know, like a Washington or a Cleveland or something like that. To me, Ron Rivera kind of settles everything in the organization.
I feel like Ron Rivera is the adult in the room.
Right.
And the Browns need an adult in the room. I don't disagree with you on that. I can't imagine Ron Rivera, having been in the NFL for as long as he has, is going to walk down to Ashburn and volunteer for that job.
No, I don't think so.
Michael, before we let you roll, 49 injuries here. Weston Richburg's gone. Richard Sherman's going to miss a couple of weeks. D. Ford, how closely should we monitor this situation? Quan Alexander was out a few weeks back. The injuries are going to do what to the 49ers moving forward?
Well, it always shifts. Look what's happened in New England. No fullback, no center, you know, lose Gronk. It always shifts your team. You got to have depth. That's what you GMs get paid for. You can't cry about it. It's part of the job. You got to have solid depth. I think the 49ers overcome the Richburg one. They're going to have to handle their defensive front's going to have to play better than it did in New Orleans to help their secondary out.
Michael Lombardi, radio.com, NFL Insider, also the GM Shuffle podcast. Tell us about that, Michael.
Well, you know, we just kind of talk about things that I think nobody's talking about this week. We talked about the Redskins. We talked about the Packers. It's kind of like it's a way, it's unfiltered. We're not holding back on anything and kind of giving fans an honest opinion about what's really actually happening in the NFL.
Michael, we appreciate your time. We'll be listening to the podcast. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all the good holiday stuff if we don't talk to you by then.
You didn't have enough time to talk about Bruce Allen.
The punter from Richmond, Vinny. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Michael Lombardi. radio.com, NFL Insider, the GM Shuffle. Check it out. Unfiltered, as he just said.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.